Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Dalet, and we will begin 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Beis Amad Beis onto daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph continued to discuss the halachas of pigel. And the Mishnah said, Yesoid, and that is the only time somebody is chayiv karis if he eats from a carbon that a kohen had a machshav of chutzlas manui while he was doing one of the dalet avodas, is if the thing that he ate has a matter. So if the thing that the person ate was something that was once aser, an avoid of some sorts took place that was matter it, then the halach is he's going to be chayiv karis. If, however, somebody eats a chelik of a carbon pigel, but it's a chelik of the carbon that had no matter, the halach is he's not going to be chayiv karis. So for example, basar of a carbon has a matter. Before the zrika, you're not allowed to eat the basar. For that reason, if somebody eats a kezayas basar of a carbon pickle, he's going to be chayiv karis. The dam of a carbon doesn't have a matter. Nothing has to happen to be matter the dam on the mizbeach. There's a seder. You don't do zrika until you do shechita, kabbalah, and halacha. But there's no matter per se, and as a result, if somebody would eat dam of a carbon pickle, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Regardless, the Mishnah went into some detail to discuss the halacha, and the Gemara is now going to bring a very, very long-winded braisa that essentially is just an elaboration of what the Mishnah already said. Tanu Rabbanan. Oy einoy mevi elo kayotze bishlamim. We know that the halacha of pigel is mentioned in the Torah twice, and both times the Torah mentions the halacha of pigel, it says it regarding the carbon shlamim. So the braisa begins with oy einoy. There would have been a half a minute to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigel is if the carbon that the kohen was doing or was being makriv while he had the machshav of chutzlas manei is doimet tishlavim. How so? Mashlavim yuchadim nechal neshna yom avlai lechad af kol nechal neshna yom avlai lechad. I would think that only if it's doimet tishlavim, it's a carbon whose basar could be eaten for 2 days and a night. The halach is that there's pigol nechal yom avlai lechad. And how do you know that if the carbon is not doimet tishlavim, it's nechal only yom avlai lechad, that there too there's halach of pigol? Talmud loymar, it says mipsar, then heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlamov. That pasuk's in the parasha pigol, and we learn from there kol shesh yarev nechal. Any carbon who has meat that's eaten, any carbon that has a chelik of it that's nechal, is included in the halacha of pigol. Says the Gemara, oylo she'in shiren nechal b'nayin. What about a carbon oylo that's kulay kol, that wasn't nechal at all? How do you know that an oylo too is subject to the laws of pigol? Talmud loymar zevach. It says mipsar zevach shlamov. So psar is marba, anything that's nechal. Zevach is marba, even an oylo that's not nechal. How about an oif and a mincha that's completely not like a shlamim? Anshani marba loik shemen shal metzayra. And how do I know even the loik shemen shal metzayra, as the Gemara is going to discuss later in great detail? That's the shemen that the metzayra used to bring when he did his seder at the hayra. How do you know that if there was a machsheves pigul done in the hakrava of the Tahira of the Metzaira? Again, the Gemara will elaborate this on this a little bit later. But how do you know then if somebody would eat a little bit of that shemen, he would be chayiv? Talmud Leimar, Asher Hei Makdishim Li. It says that in the Parsha of Tumah, so in the Parsha of Korban Haba B'Tumah, there's an idea of Asher Hei Makdishim Li, which is marba, that any chelik of a carbon that's tame, if somebody eats, he's going to be chayiv. V'asi noiser chilu chilu mi tumah. And there's a gzeir shava between noiser and tumah. V'asi pigel avin avin mi noiser. Once I know noiser from tumah, I can learn pigol from noiser. Bottom line is that even though at first glance there would have been a half a minute to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigol is if the carbon that's being brought was dumi d'shlamim, but if it's not dumi d'shlamim, maybe not. Stating that, we have riboy after riboy after riboy bipsar, and then it says zevach asher hey makdishim li by tumah. I learn noiser from tumah and pigol from noiser to teach me that everything is included, that any chelik of a carbon is technically shayach to the laws of pigol. Says the Brayzim, Yachshu say for the Rabbis called Dava, Lama Nema Shlamim. So if everything is included, why did the Torah say it by Shlamim? It must be coming to teach me something. It is teaching me something. Mashlamim Yuchadin Sheish Lamatirin, Bein La'adim Bein La'mizbeach, Av Kol Sheish Lamatirin, Bein La'adim Bein La'mizbeach. Just like the Basar of a Shlamim, which is what the Torah focuses on when it mentions the Halacha of Pigel, is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It has a matter. The boss is made up of two parts. It's made up of the Chelik that was Nechal and the Chelik that went L'gvoya. The Chelik that was Nechal was aser b'achila until the zrika. The chelik that went l'gvaya, that's the emurim that you were makayim the misa aktara, with was aser behaktara until you did the zrika. So it has matirim. The zrika is matir all the bus. Some of it la'adam and some of it l'mizbeach. But the bottom line is dumi d'shlamim. Just like shlamim, all the basar has matirim. It's only there that chayav and aleim yishon pigol. So too, we learn that every time a carbon is dumi d'shlamim, afkol sheyesh l'matirim, bein la'adam, bein l'mizbeach, chayav and aleim mishum pigol. And then the b'raisa continues and gives examples. Ha'oylo, dama matas p'sarim l'mizbeach. And oylo, the zrika sadam is matir the basar l'mizbeach. Thus, the basar of an oylo has matirim. It's also matter the oyer l'kayanim. At first glance, it would seem then that if somebody would eat the oyer of an oyla, there too he would be chayiv karas. Stating that, Rishonim said that's not true because oyer is any roy l'achila. I mean that oyer is any roy l'achila. So avad, if you would eat the oyer of an oyla, you wouldn't be chayiv karas. We're just giving oyer as another example of a davar shliyesh lematir. Oyla sa oif dama matas psarim mizbech. Oyla sa oif. Its basar also goes on the mizbeach, and it needs the hazah of the oil soif in order for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. Chata soif dama matis psar l'kayanim. Parim anisrafim, v'sirim anisrafim, dama matir seimurim likarev. Bottom line is, anything that has a dover sheyesh lematirin is going to be subject to the laws of pigul. Maitziani, what's excluded? Hakoymetz, v'salavoyna, the Mishnah already mentioned all these things. V'hakitoyres, u'minchas koyenem, u'minchas koyen mashiach, u'minchas nesachim v'hadam. So that's a list of parts of a carbon, where if somebody would eat a kazayas oven after a machsheves pickle took place, he would not be chayiv karas. Again, we're discussing the chayiv karas for eating a chelik of a carbon pickle. We're not discussing the machsheves pickle now. We're discussing after the machsheves pickle took place, it was chal pickle on this carbon. Now, if somebody eats a kazayas of it, halachas is chayiv karas. What part of the carbon? A part of the carbon that has matirim. Whether it's matirim la'adam, whether it's matirim l'mizbeach, I don't care about that. It has to be matirim. But if it's a chelik of a carbon that has no matirim, such as koymetz, levoyna, k'toyres, minchas koyanim, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas nesachim, adam, over there is not going to be halacha pigul. And how do I know that? I know that because the Torah mentioned the halachas of pigul by shlamim, so it has to be dum yudish shlamim. Just like the basar of a shlamim has matirim, some of it has zrika that's matirit l'achilas adam. Some of it has zrika that's matirit l'achilas mizbeach. So too, dumi d'shlam. Reb Shimon, I mean, Reb Shimon has a different limud from dumi d'shlam. Mashlam, we chadin sheish pe'al mizbeach achitzin v'chayav en olav. Af kol sheish ha mizbeach achitzin, chayav en olav mishon pigul. Reb Shimon says, the Torah mentioned the halacha of pigul by shlam, not just to teach me halacha of dovah sheish le'matirim, to teach me something much more fundamental, much more yisoidi. And that is that just like the shlamim was brought in the mizbeach achitzin, the zrika is brought on the mizbeach achitzin, so too, the only time there's halacha of pigul is if it's a carbon that was burned in the Mizbeach Achitzin. As opposed to what? Yatsu parim anisrafim, v'seirim anisrafim, hoyo, v'ein ala Mizbeach Achitzin kishlamim, ein chayov en olav, mishon pigul. So all the chatois hapnimiyois are going to be excluded according to Reb Shimon from the halachas of pigul. This Reb Shimon cheetah that's mentioned throughout Shas, it comes from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's this braisa right here that Reb Shimon holds that dumi d'shlamim teaches me not just the detail, but a very important, you say this to Galacha, that dafka karbonis that were born in the Mizbeach Achitzin, not karbonis that were born in the Mizbeach Apnimi. Oh my mar, the braisa began with a havamina. So the braisa said, meaning that the Torah mentioned the halachas of pigul by shlamim, they'd be mocked to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigul is if the carbon is similar to shlamim. And then the Gemara brought drasha after drasha after drasha to teach me not that way. It says the Gemara, kayyotze b'shlamim mayniyu. In the Havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that the only carbon that's included is something similar to Shlomim. What's similar to Shlomim? Says the Gemara, Bechar de Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha. The Braisa said, any carbon that's Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha. So, for example, a Bechar. A Bechar is Kachem Kalim. It's Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha. So, without all these drushes, I would have said not only Shlomim, anything similar to Shlomim, anything like Shlomim that's also Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha, such as Bechar. But the Gemara says, B'mayasi, how can I learn Bechar from Shlomo? Ibe Mamatzinu. Is it from Mamatzinu? Which is one of the Yod Gimel Yiddish HaTorah, Nidrash Nispam, Ikul Vifrach Ma'al Shlomim, Shehin Tu'unin, Smicha, V'nesochim, V'truvas Chaz V'shoik. Shlomim has a whole list of things that a Bechar doesn't have. If you remember from the very beginning of the Masechet, it's very hard to learn halachas from one carbon to another carbon. There's a Hekesh, Zeis Teras, but it's very hard generally to learn with a Mamatzinu, because each carbon has its unique characteristics, which suggests that from a Mamatzinu perspective, it's going to be very hard to learn something. Bottom line is, it's very hard to learn Bechar from Shlomim, because Shlomim has a lot of things that a Bechar doesn't have. So I would think that Shlomim, that has a mitzvah smicha,
shlamim that you had to bring the sochin together with it. There was a mitzvah of tenufas chazav v'shoik. So maybe there is halacha pigel. Maybe bechar. Not elo mim hey achel ye yachli. Now I would learn it. I would learn it because it says in the parasha of pigel im hey achel ye yachel. And therefore hey achel and ye yachel are two klals. Hey achel is a klal. Anything you eat. Ye yachel is another klal. And then the Torah says b'sar zavach shlamav. So shlamim is a prat. I would make a klal prat to klal. So it's not mamatsinu. You're right. Mamatsinu has to be very, very similar. But when you have a klal prat to klal, it just has to be ge'ena prat. So bechor can't be learned out from shlamim, but teiras mamatsinu, because shlamim has things that bechor doesn't have. But if you want to learn it from a klal prat to klal, it's a much more liberal understanding, meaning ke'en haprat, that already would be enough. So says the Gemara, the havamino would have been to learn bechor from shlamim, not b'mamatzinu, but b'klal prat. But the Gemara says, is that a klal prat to klal? Hamitrei klali desmichi adodin inu. Klal prat to klal is self-explanatory. Klal, then you have a prat, then you have a klal. Here you have klal, klal prat. Heyochel klal, yeyochel klal. Mibsar zavach shlamim is the prat. Amar rova k'damri b'mar rova k'omok m'shat ha-moitze shnei klalis ha-smuchem zel lezeh. Hotel prat. Beinei v'doinu b'klalu prat. Rova says that this brice is going like they learned in Eretz Yisrael, b'mar rova, that klal, klal prat is treated like a klal prat. Klal, bottom line is, the Havamina would have been without all these drushes that not only Shlomen, but anything similar to Shlomen, what's similar to Shlomen? Bechar, I would have thought Bechar should be learned out from Shlomen with a klal prat to klal, kamash malon, besar, and then zevach, and then asher hei makdishim li, noiser mi tumo, pigol mi noiser. But the bottom line is that according to the Tanakhama, the Braisa, and the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, anything is every single carbon. Not only Dumi the Shlomim is included in the halachas of pickle. The Brisa continued, and the Brisa said, "Achani marba loik shemen shal mitzayra." That even the loik shemen shal mitzayra, even that is going to have the halacha of pickle. So really, in order to properly understand the next Gemara, we have to be a little bit familiar with the tahiras hamitzayra. So the mitzayra, when he completed his tahira, he used to bring karbanos. One of the karbanos that he brought was a karban asham. Additionally, there was shemen that was brought. Some of the shemen was brought as a hakrova. There was actually an hakrova that was done with the shemen. Some of the shemen was eaten. So says the Gemara that if somebody would eat the loik shemen shal metzayra after a machsheves pigel took place, the halacha is that being that the loik shemen shal metzayra has a dover sheyesh lematirim, so in that sense it's similar to shlomim, the halacha is he's going to be chayv pigel. Now at first glance, the understanding of the Gemara is going to be that where was the machsheves pigel that took place with the loik shemen shal metzayra? It happened while the kohen was bringing the asham. So the kohen was bringing the asham, and while he was bringing the asham, he was doing the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika. He had in mind that the loik shemen shal metzayra would be eaten in an improper way, chutz l'zmanah. So that would be a classic example of where there was a machsheves pigel in the context of a loik shemesh ometzayra, being that the loik shemesh ometzayra was nechal, but it required lechura the hakrava of the asham in order to be able to eat it. So it's a davar sheyesh lematirim. That's why it's going to be included. But the Gemara says, if this brisa says that this pigel on the loik shemesh ometzayra hamani rameir, it must be rameir. Now we had rameir in the Mishnah, but the Gemara doesn't bring rameir in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings rameir in a brisa, but it's almost exactly what the Mishnah says. The Tanya learned in the Brisa, loik shemesh ometzayra chayav en olam mishum pigel divrei rameir azay halt rameir. Now who argues with rameir? The Chachamim argue with rameir. The reason the Chachamim argue with rameir because the Chachamim told rameir that you're assuming that the loik shemesh ometzayra is a dover sheyesh lematirim. What was matirit? The asham. The halacha is that if the loik shemesh ometzayra wasn't brought on the same day as the asham, it was okay. Meaning the asham didn't have to be brought together with the loik shemesh ometzayra. You could bring the asham today, and you could bring the loik shemesh ometzayra. The lashon haGemara is afilu mikan v'ad asara yavim. You have 10 days to bring it. If that's the case, tainu the rabbanon. There's no way that you could do a mice on Sunday and then something else on Wednesday and say that what you did on Sunday was matter what happened on Wednesday. So from the fact that you can bring it on another day, that's a raya that the asham is not matter the loik shemesh ometzayra. And being that the rule of thumb is that the only time you are chayiv karis by a carbon pigle is if it's a davar sheyesh lematirim. Loik shemesh ometzayra doesn't have matirim. What would be the matir? The hakrovas asham. From the fact that the two things don't have to happen simultaneously, it can happen mikan b'asara yom, and that's a right. Rameir agrees.
Rav Meir, however, holds that when they're brought together, then the Dama Asham is Matar. So it's true, if the Asham and the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair were brought separately, in that case, the Asham is not being Matar, the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair. But they could have been brought together, there's a mitzvah to bring it together, and if it was brought together, over there would be Matar. So the bottom line is, there's a machloik is Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Bekehai Gavna, when the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair was brought together with the Dama Asham, and there was a machshevas pigle, b'shas the hakrov of the asham, that's the pashas. Right now, if somebody would eat a little bit of this loik shem and shel metzayra, would it be chayiv karas or not? According to Rav Meir, yeah. Rav Meir says, being that they're being brought together, the asham is matat loik shem and shel metzayra, the halach is, it's a dovah shel eshem atim, this could be chayiv karas. According to Rabbanan, no. The Rabbanan taina that being that they don't have to be brought together, and when they're not brought together, the asham is not matat the loik shemen. So even when they're brought together, we don't look at the asham as being matat the loik shemen. Thus, it's a davar she'in the matir. Rameir says, I agree when they're not brought together, but when they're brought together. Now, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa said, Achani mar b'loik shemen shel metzayra. That if the kohen would eat, or anybody would eat, a loik shemen shel metzayra, the halach is a b'chayiv pigel. So clearly, we're going according to Rameir. It's talking about where they were brought together. And there was a machsheves pigel. We look at the loik shemen as a davar shleishah matirim. Thus, you're going to be chayv. The Gemara says, "Ema seifa." When the Braisa went through a whole list of things that are excluded from the halach of pigel, it said, "Umoytzani minchas nesachim vehadam." Now, it mentioned minchas nesachim, also the rabbanon. That only stems with the rabbanon. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, nischei behema chayov and alei mishum pigel. Nischei behema, the nesachim have pigel. V'bnei shadam azevach matirim likard. Rameir says the reason is because the nesachim were only allowed to be poured on the mizbeach after the dam was brought. Meaning it's a davar shleishah matir. Amru loy, the chacham told Rameir, v'alei other maybe is vach vayoyim, unesachim mikan vadasar yom. You don't have to bring them together. Amal lehens Rameir said, I hear, afani lo yomarti, el bubam imazavach. I hold this is true, al kopanim when they're brought together. Meaning the same exact, and this is all in the Mishnah, by the way. So if you learn Shabbos's daf, you know this already. The same exact halacha that we have regarding the loik shem and shel metzayra, the same machloik is remaining the chachamim you have regarding the nesachim. The nesachim was something that was brought together with the carbon, but it didn't have to be brought together with the carbon. We learn umin chasim and eskeyim afilu lemachar afilu mikan vad asar yomim. There too we have the same machloikas. Reb Meir says that when the nesachim were brought together with the carbon, the gedder is the carbon's being matter the nesachim. When they're not brought together, true, you can't do something on Sunday and be matter something else that's being done on Wednesday. Bekehai gavno, it's not be matter. The rabbanon say it doesn't make sense to look at it that way. Once you see that the nesachim don't need the matter of the carbon in order to be poured on the mizbeach, even when they're brought together, the way to look at it is as if they're not being matter. Al kapanim, the same exact shiloh. When the nesachim were brought together with the carbon, according to Rav Meir, the Nesachim are looked at as a davar sheyesh lo matirim, thus it's subject to the laws of pigel. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, being that they don't have to be brought together, even when they're brought together, we don't look at it as a davar sheyesh lo matirim. So the same machlok is whether this pigel by like shemesh or metzayra is whether this pigel by Nesachim. According to Rav Meir, in both cases, yeah, when they're brought together. According to the Chachamim, never even when they're brought together. But the problem is the Braisa. Because the Braisa says, like shemesh or metzayra, there is pigel. And Nesachim, there's no pigel. And one of Shach is the Braisa Rav Meir or the Braisa Rabbanon. Reisha Rav Meir, V'sefer Rabbanon, that's Lechura, what's coming out. Because the Reisha says, like Shemesh HaMetzari, yeah, obviously, Bekai Gavna, when they're being brought together. The Sefer says, Nesachim not. It's Mashma, even when they're brought together, not. Why? Probably because we're going according to Rabbanon. So how do you make that work? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard this exchange, and Rav Yosef said, Hamani Rebbe. You want to know what the Tana of the Mishnah is? The Tana of the Mishnah is not Rav Meir, it's not the Rabbanon, it's Rebbe. Amar, who holds, like Shemesh Tzayra matnoisav sharile umid matnoisav sharile matnoisav mefag. It's going according to Rebbe that holds that until the matonois were done with the actual loik shem and shel metzayra, it was aser to eat the loik shem and shel metzayra. And if somebody would eat the loik shem and shel metzayra, he would be over the iser meila. So being that you see that what's matter the iser me'ilah of the loik shemen shel metzayra, not an easy gemara, is the matnois shemen, so too as it relates to pigel, we're going to view the matnois shemen as if they are matter the loik shemen shel metzayra, so that the loik shemen shel metzayra is vayter going to be a davar sheyesh lo matir. Meaning, until now we understood that the reason the loik shemen shel metzayra is a davar sheyesh lo matir, or is maybe a davar sheyesh lo matirim, is because the dama asham was matter. That's really totally the machlokes remain the chacham.
It's true according to Rav Meir. It's not true according to the Chachamim. And even according to Rav Meir, it's only true if they're being brought together. Rav Yosef has a new patent. Rav Yosef says it's another shita. It's the shita of Rav Yosef. Rebbe. And Rebbe was discussing not the laws of Pigel, he was discussing the laws of Me'ilah. And Rebbe said that there's an Isser Me'ilah in the Loik Shemen, even after you brought the Karban Asher, even after you did the Zrikas, until you're Makriv, the Matonis of the Mitzayra that was done with the Shemen itself. We said there was an Avoida that was done with the Shemen. So until you do that Avoida, there's still going to be an Isser Me'ilah. Tainas, Rabbi Yosef, if the Matonis of the Shemen take off the Isser Me'ilah, so it's mashmetz matter it. Because by definition, before you did the matnei shemen, it was aser, there was an isser me'ilah. Now that you did the matnei shemen, it became mutter. Now there's no isser me'ilah anymore. So you see that the matnei shemen are matter. So tainis Rebbe, you want to know why it's shaykh pigel by like shemen shalom tzayin? Not because we're going according to Rebbe. We're going according to the Rabbanan. And that's why the Mishnah said there's no pigel by the nisachim. Because being that you can bring it on different days, that's a raya that the carbon's not matter, the nisachim. And from that standpoint, it's clear the time of the price is going to hold that the dam osham wasn't matter by like shemen shalom tzayir. If this pigle by like shemen shalom tzayir, that's what the ratio of the price has said. That's a clear raya that the like shemen shalom tzayir has a matter. It has a matter. You know what the matter is? Not the dam osham. It's the matnah shemen, and it's going according to Rebbe. Who's this Rebbe? The tiny like shemen shalom tzayir moyel mamachi yuzer kadam nizer kadam loy nenin v'loy moyelin. The Issa Me'ilah on the Lake Shemesh HaMetzayr is true up until the Zrika. Once you do the Zrika, there's no Me'ilah. That's the Pashtus. Rabbi Omer enters Rabbi and he says, no, Mayalim Boy, Achayitin, Matanoisov. There's an Issa Me'ilah until you do the Matna Shemen. It's the Matna Shemen that takes off the Issa Me'ilah. Vishavim, by the way, Sha'asr. Everyone agrees that midrabbanan it's going to be aser until you do everything. But as it relates to the issa me'ilah, the issa d'oraisa, that's totally the matnei shemen. So again, Rav Yosef said it makes sense. If the matnei shemen is what takes off the issa me'ilah, then what? Then the matnei shemen is the matter. If the matnei shemen is a matter, it comes out to like shemen shalom tzayre is vayter davish reishon latirim. Not because of shitas rameir, that's why there's no stira. Because the whole price is really the rabbanon, it's not rameir. But because of shitas Rav Yosef, amru kamei Rav Yirmi, it's Rav Yirmi you heard this chap of Rav Yosef, Omar, and he commented. He said, Gavra Rabba Rav Yosef Levikohan Yosef. I can't believe a Gavra Rabba like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the Sinai in the end of Mesach de Sirius. This Gavra Rabba Rav Yosef, this is what he had to say. Hare loik abob ifnei atzmoi, dudukuli al matan Yosef, shor leva lema faglin lei. Emes, it's true there's a machloik, it's tainas Rav Yirmiyah, up until when there's an ism either with the Lake Shemin Shalman Sayre. But this machloik is only if the Lake Shemin Shalman Sayre was brought together with the Damash. But as we've mentioned, they didn't have to be brought together. They could have been brought in different days. In the event that they were brought on different days, everybody agrees that there's an Issa Me'ilah until you do the Matnei Shemen. The only tzad that the Issa Me'ilah goes off the Lake Shemen Shal Metzayra with the Zrika of the Asham is if they're being brought together. But if one is being brought on Sunday and one is being brought on Wednesday, then everybody agrees there's still an Issa Me'ilah on the Lake Shemen up until you do the Matnei Shemen. Which means, based on Rabbi Yosef's methodology, Bikahai Gavna, if the Loik Shemen is not being brought together with the carbon, everybody should agree that this pigle by the Loik Shemen. But what's the emes? The emes is punk faker. The emes is the price that said that even Rav Meir, who said in our Mishnah, even Rav Meir who holds that the Loik Shemen has pigle, it's only when it's brought together, because the Dam Alshem is matter. But if it's not brought together, not. Vaistois, there's no svar in the world to say that the matna is Shemen. Kishmaki kasha. So said Rabbi Yirmiyah, how could such a Gavra Rabbi say that? Like above if they asked him to kuli am matna isav sharli, the like if it was brought by itself, everybody agrees the matna shemen was mat. But like mefaglin, everybody holds there's no pigle. Time we learned to the price like shemen shalom tzayir chayav and alam ichum pigle. Mipnei shadam matna lebahinus the Rameir. Rameir says this pigle on the like shemen shalom tzayir. Omer like the Rameir, they call Rameir. Valley other maybe ashamay achshav aluk mikan vad achzor yomim. See in that case, there's no way that the dam is being mat to the like shemen. Omer lem so what Rameir say? Afani loyo marti ela bavar ma'asham. Meaning even Rameir holds it's only true if it's bar ma'asham. So what do you see from there? That you can't look at the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayr as a Dovash Deish L'Matirim Machmas, the Matonos that were brought together with the Shemen. If that's the case, Hodra Kushil Duchter. What's the Kasha? The Reisha, the Braisa says, there's pigle on the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayr. The Sefer, the Braisa says, there's no pigle on the Nesochim that were brought together with the carbon. Manavshach. If we're going according to Rav Meir, who holds that even though the two things didn't have to be brought together, but when they're brought together, we look at one as being mat to the other, thus Dovash Deish L'Matirim, then there should be pigle side by the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayr and by the Nesachim. And if we're going according to Rabbanan, that hold that being that they don't have to be brought together, that's a riot. Even when they're brought together, one is not being mapped to the other. Thus, it's a Tabashe Inle Matirim, it's not Dum Yudish Lamim, and that's why there's no pigle. Then there should be no pigle by the Loi
Zorik Shem and Shal Mitzayr, and there should be no pickle by the Nesachim. The Braisa picks Rab Meir in the Reisha and Rabbanan in the Seifa, says the Gemara Elam Rab Yirmiyas, Rab Yirmiyah, who knocked out Rab Yosef's Pshat, said, I'll tell you my own Pshat. The whole Braisa is Rab Meir, Vesami Mikan Nesachim. That's the easiest answer. Take the word Nesachim out of the Seifa, the Braisa. Braisa never said Nesachim doesn't have pickle. Really, there is pickle by Nesachim. If there's pickle by like Shemesh Shatruma, then Mitzayra, it's the first time. That is going to be piggle by the Nesachim. So Amr Abaya, Abaya said, La'olam, like the Sam. No, you don't start necking guys words from Bryce's. That's not the Eitzah. Rather, the chilik between the Reisha and the Seifa is, V'tano lo'yigaba ima ashan v'adin le'nesachim habam menazevach. You have to add words, meaning don't erase words, add words. Just add a little commentary. That you could do. The Reisha that mentions lo'yigaba ima ashan, we have to add a little commentary. What's the commentary? Dafka be'ba ima zevach. And then ochinami, if it's ba ima zevach v'adin le'nesachim. And then the Braisa says Nesachim. Habam bifnei atzman, that's the key word. In other words, the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa is not loig shem and shel mitzayra and the Nesachim. The chilek is it ba im hazevach or is it ba bifnei atzman? We're going according to Rav Meir. So if it's ba im hazevach, there's going to be pigol. In the Reisha, it was discussed ba im hazevach, the Seifa was discussing where it was ba bif ne atzmai, and that concludes the really hard part of the daf. The rest is just a little hard. Vayta zok de gemara chatis aif dama matir es besaru l'kayhanim. So the Braisa and the Mishnah mentioned as an example of something that's a dovash yesh lematir chatis aif, the flesh of a chatis aif, the kayhanim were allowed to eat. So chatis aif dama, it's the hazah of the aif that was matir besaru l'kayhanim. Says the gemara minani mili. How do you know that? And the gemara is going to bring a Braisa, a long Braisa. One excerpt of the Braisa is going to address this question. The Tani Levi, Levi said, the Pasuk says in Parashas Korach, let's just read the Pasuk. Ze yeh lecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. So Hashem is talking to Aharon, the Kehanim hazoicha to matnas kuhuna. So ze yeh lecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. Kol karbonam, lecha min chasam, ulechol chatasam, ulechol chashamam, ashe yashivu li, kodesh kadoshim, lecha hu ulevanecha. So the Pasuk describes examples of kachin that are matnas kahuna that are going to be given over to the kayanim. And everything in this pasuk is extra. It's l'rabbi something. Says the Braisa, Levi said, kol karbonam is l'rabbi's loik shemen shel mitzayra. That the loik shemen shel mitzayra, who got it? The kayanim got it. Why would you think not? If they get kachim, why do you need a special ribuy of kol karbonim? So I would have thought min ha'ish. I would have thought that the only time the kayanim azoicha to matnas kahuna is if it's min ha'ish. But being that the high love moisim min ha'ish, like shem and shel mitzayra is not min ha'ish, so I would have thought that maybe not. Kamash malon that even the like shem and shel mitzayra chol min chasam. When the pasuk says chol min chasam, that's the rabbis, not an ordinary mincha. An ordinary mincha we know the kohen gets. It's the rabbis minchas oimer uminchas hakanois. Two specific types of minchas. The minchas oimer that was the karban oimer that was matted the tefuah hachadasha that was brought on tez zayin nisan first day chol amay. Uminchas hakanois is the mincha that the soita used to bring. So those two minchas that the kohen gets is a chiddush, and I need a special pasuk in the Torah of lechol minchasim to tell me they get it. Why is it a chiddush? Why would you think otherwise? Oh, good. I mean, I would have thought va'achlu oisa mashar kupa b'hem. That's the pasuk that describes the mitzvah of achilas kachim, the pasuk that we talked a lot about Shavuos night. Va'achlu oisa mashar kupa b'hem. So I would have thought that the only time the kohanim azoicha in kachim is if it's related to kapar. If the carbon is a mechap, but mincha so'imer is not mechaper, it's lahatar asya. It's coming to be matter. The tefuah hachadasha. You couldn't eat chadash until the mincha so'imer was brought. Uminchas kanois, and why did the soita bring her carbon? It was also not lechaper. It's not to be mechaper for the kinui and the stira. It's levar rovin ka'asya. It's to be mevar. It's to tell us, did you do the aver, did you not do the aver? So being that these things aren't related to kapara, so they don't fit so well with va'achlu oisa mashar kupar bahem. So sultad aydachamin, I would have thought that there's no mitzvah to give it to the kayan. Kamash bulan. That's what we need. L'chol chatoisam is marba that the kohen gets to eat basar chatos even from the chatos oif. What's the chiddush? So good. I would have thought nevelahi. I would have thought that chatos oif is a nevela. Why is it a nevela? Because how did the kohen kill the chatos oif? Not with shechita, with malika. Now, if
a kohen or an ordinary person, you make chicken and the sheichet does malika, it's going to be nevela. It's a besundere chiddush that the way that the shchita, so to speak, was done with the oifos in the Beis HaMikdash was ayude malika. But the bottom line is, meaning that there was no shchita, you would have thought no one's allowed to eat it. Maybe it should be treated as nevela. Kamash malon that the kohen's allowed to eat it, the kohen gets it. V'chol hashamam, the rabbis asham nazir v'asham mitzayir. Why would you think asham nazir, asham mitzayir is different? So, I would have thought lahachshir kasul, because those things too, they're not coming to be mechaper, they're coming lahachshir. The nazir brought a carbon asham, it was this expiration. When did the nazir bring a carbon asham? If he became tameh, in order for him to start counting his naziris again, he had to bring carbonus. One of the carbonus that he brought was a carbon asham. So you say that the asham that the nazir brought was to be matter him the minyan haniziris again. It was still allowing him to start doing his aziris. The Mitzayra brought his carbon asham to be matrim to eat kachem. But asham nazar and asham Mitzayra, again, are both not balachaper, even though asham is usually balachaper. But these are examples of asham that's not balachaper, it's balahach. Just so you would have thought it's not included in the achlu oisam asher kuper bahem kamashma. But the Gemara says asham Mitzayra, I don't need the chal asham to remember asham Mitzayra. The head yiksibi, it's a pasuk in the Torah that the kohen gets it. El rabbi is asham nazar, asham Mitzayra. You're right. Not asham nazar and asham Mitzayra, but rather asham nazar, ki asham Mitzayra. Asher yeshiva, what's that coming to teach me? Ze gezel hager. It's coming to teach me that the kohen gets gezel ager. If a ger dies and somebody stole from him, the parish of Hashem gezelos, he has no yarshim, there's no craven. Who are you supposed to give it to? The kohen gets it. That a kohen has a schus in these things, give him be mekadesh and isha with it. But the bottom line is that one detail that we needed was is that the Mishnah and the Braisa mentioned Chatas Ha'oiv as Dama Matir as Pesor of the Kayhanim. How do you know that Dama is Matir Pesor of the Kayhanim? You need a special pasuk. Why do you need a special pasuk? Because you would have thought that being that is Malika, so maybe the Kayhan's not Zeich in it, because maybe it's Nevela, maybe no one's allowed to eat it. Kamash Malon, that even though the way the Chatas Ha'oiv was killed was Al Yedei Malika, the Malika blibes like a Shechita in Halacha, and it's okay, it's not treated as an avail of the coins of Lydia. I'll tell you something interesting. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, that why was it that the oif was brought Ayyadeh Malika and not Ayyadeh Shechita? And if you think about it from a Hashkafic standpoint, from a Machshava standpoint, it's actually a fascinating idea. Because Shechita, we know, is Ksheir Bazar. Shechita Lav Avoideh. Malika was an Avoideh. Malika is Psula Bazar. Malika is a full-fledged Avoideh. That means that when an Asher brought a carbon, his carbon required only three avoidas. The shechita itself wasn't a real avoida. Shechita lav avoidehi. When an ani brought a carbon, who else brought the shnei torim and shnei bnei yoyin? It was the dalos, someone that couldn't afford to bring a regular carbon. So his carbon seemed to have more kedusha. His carbon already needed malika. It had to be done al yedei kohen. And the Al-Sheikh says is because really Rachmanu Libabai. And it's Echad Amarba v'Echad Amamit u'bilvachi echavim libel ha-shamayim. He says the gvir walks into Beis Medrash, it walks into the Beis HaMikdash. It's hard for him sometimes to humble himself, even while he's bringing a carbon. But in Ani, he comes b'hachna. And being that the thought is, as there's more lave within the carbon of the Ani than there is in the carbon of the Asher, it's for that reason his carbon is considered more Kaddish. His carbon is Malika. It's not enough to do a Shechita Lav Avoideh. He actually needs a real Malika. I was thinking, the Shtel too, the Klei Yoker says in Parashat Tzav that all karbonos mincha, all menachis hakodesh kadoshim. So when it comes to a regular zevach, some are kachim kalim, some are kachim kadoshim. You have a shlomim, which is kachim kalim, a toyde b'char, ma'aser pesach. Then you have an oil chatas anoshim, which are kachim kadoshim. Menachis, all menachis were kachim kadoshim. Says the Kli Yoker, you know why? Because who brought a mincha? Minchas ani, an ani. It was bedali dalos. He says the kedusha of the carbon nemtzach from the Rachmana Libaboy, from how much hearts the person is putting into the carbon. He says an ani comes in front of Hashem. He comes behachna. His carbon is always going to be kodesh kedosh. The Asher, sometimes not. But the Ani's carbon is going to be called Kuloi. Because just one other interesting thing, we mentioned Gezel Al-Ger, just Kedai to mention the Maramachim, and that is the Chassam Sofer. It's in Mesechtes Bava Kamen, it's Chedushi Chassam Sofer Al-Hashas. He says it always bothered him. Oilam Temesi, how did Chazal know Gershen is Gair Kikot and Shenoyo Dami? And the Chassam Sofer says, La'achar Ha'iyu, and he thinks the Raya was from the parish of Gezel Al-Ger. From this concept that if somebody steals from a Ger and the Ger dies, there's no Yarshin, you know who to give it to. So you give it to the Kayhanim. What do you mean there's no Yarshim? Why doesn't he have Yarshim? Mechatesa, you should have Yarshim from somewhere. The Teretz is very simple. Because Gershin is Gair Kikot and Shenoyo Dami. So as soon as he was Megair, he's a new person. He loses his entire relationship with his father and his mothers and the babas and the zaydas and the cousin. He doesn't have Mishpacha anymore. So if he started his own family, it's Ahat Mishpacha. But if he didn't start his own family, he doesn't have Mishpacha. So it's possible for there to be a person with the fact that Chazal said that Gezel Ager goes the Kayhanim. It's from this
drasha right here. Meshe Chachma brings this lashon from the Chasam Sofer. Says he saw the Chasam Sofer. Says he never understood. He has a different pshat. The kamna, you know, we've spoken a lot. The Yisus Yantif, but the inkamna kamna laharich. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta, a real lamdisha festing Gemara that really is going to lend itself to a lot of raids. Zok the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Loza, Imi Mishum Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Pigel B'Davar Anase B'Chutz Pigel. So in the Mishnah we had Rav Shimon Sheet. Rav Shimon Sheet is one of the Sheetahs that we have to be very familiar with as we go through Seder Kachim, and that is that although there's Alach of Pigel, being that the Torah wrote the parasha of Pigel by a carbon shlamim, and the shlamim was brought in Mizbech HaChitza, and the only time you have Pigel is if you were mafagel in a carbon that was brought in Mizbech HaChitza. If, however, somebody is mafagel in a carbon that was brought in Mizbech HaPnimi, you don't have the halachas of Pigel. Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say it's true the Torah said it by shlamim, and it has to be dumi the shlamim that it's a davar shleishel matir. But it doesn't have to be Dumi the Shlomim, that has to be on the Mizbech HaChitzah. That means, according to the Chachamim, if a Kohen was bringing one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos and he had a Machsheves Pigel, it's going to be Pigel. Stating that, Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Yosei Aglili that it's not always true. There are times where Chatois HaPnimiyos you can be Mefaglin, but there are also times where you can't be Mefaglin in Chatois HaPnimiyos. How so? Pigel Bedover HaNasa Bechutz Pigel. Bedover HaNasa Bechutz Pigel. If the Kohen was standing bachutz, meaning outside of the Heichol, and he had in mind to do the Hazah in the Heichol, that's not going to be Pigel. Because even though he was standing outside of the Heichol, but his Machshava was to do something in the Heichol, and if the Machshava was to do something Bifnim, that's a Migareya in Machshava's Pigel. What about in the reverse? If he was standing inside the Heichol, he was doing this Rika, he said, and he had in mind to do an Avoida Bachutz. Chutz Lezmanoi, Loi Pigel. It's also not Pigel. Shemachshava Bifnim, because if being that he was inside, even though he had in mind the subject of the machshava was an avoda b'chutz, it's avol hayoymid b'chutz. If he was standing outside of the heich, v'amar, and he said, "Arini shoychet lishpech shirayim l'machar, oy lahakto emurim l'machar pigel." In that case, it's going to be pigel because he's standing outside of the heichel, and his machshava is to do something outside of the heichel. Shemachshava b'chutz, b'davar hanasa b'chutz, and over there it's going to be pigel. What does this all mean? What this means is that even the chatois apnimiyos, not the entire avoda was done inside the heichel. It was the hazah that was done in the heichel, and the halacha up until the makom hamizbeach that was done in the heichel. The shechita wasn't done in the heichel. The kabbalah wasn't done in the heichel. The haktaras emurim were done in the mizbeach achitza, and that was in the azara. The shlichas shirayim was done in the mizbeach achitza, and that was in the azara. So there was a chelik of it that was done in the heichel, but there was a chelik of it that wasn't done in the heichel. Kumtz again, Rabbi Lazar, Shum Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that even though it's true that this pigel according to the chachamim, even by the chatois apnimiyos, but it's only going to be true with the chelik that was done bachutz, not outside of the Azara, outside of the Heichol, meaning not Bifnim, and only if you were Mechashiv to do something Bachutz, outside of the Heichol Chutz Lazmanai. So for example, the Kohen was doing the Shechita of the Chatos Pnimi in the Azara, and he had a mind to be Makted Eimurim Chutz Lazmanai, that's Pigel, because he's doing something Bachutz, Shechita is in the Azara, it's Chutz from the Heichol, and he has a mind to do Akhtaras Eimurim, which is also Chutz in the Heichol. Akhtaras Eimurim was always on the Mizbech HaChitza. If, however, he was doing the Hazah, which is in the Heichol, so he's standing Bifnim and he has a mind to do Akhtaras Eimurim, or if he was doing the Shechita and he had a mind to do the Zrika Bifnim, both of which are technically Machshava is Pigel, but being that he's either Bifnim or the Machshava was Bifnim, that's a Megareya, the Halacha is, there's going to be no Pigel. I'm Rav Shua ben Levi, my car, how do you know this? Because it says regarding the Parkoy Mashiach, which is one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, Kashe Yurim Yishar Zadach HaShlom, that when you makter the Emurim, you should be makter the same Emurim that you makter by a Shlom. Meaning, just like the Shlomim Terah outlines what exactly the Emurim are, so too when it comes to this halacha, it's the same thing. It says the Gemara, those words are extra. You know why it's extra? It says Rashi, because if you go through the parish of the Parakah Mashiach, Torah says exactly what the Emurim are. So what do I need, after the Torah already told me what the Emurim are, to tell me, oh, it's the same Emurim as the Shlomim? I know what the Emurim are, the Torah said what the Emurim are, and I can match it up with the Shlomim, I'll know it's the same as the Shlomim. There's nothing being learnt out from Shlomim. Zach the Gemara, no, there is something. Makish Parakah Mashiach, the Shor Zavach HaShlom. Mashar Zavach HaShlom, Mashi Yu, Mashi Zavach Machshavoy, Samaz Beich HaChitz. And just like by the Shlomim, obviously the Avoida that the Kohen was doing while he had Machshav HaSpigel. And the subject of the Machshav was all Chutz. There was nothing, because the Shlomim has no chelik of it that was brought in the Heichel, af par koyim Mashiach, at shiu machshevoysov umaysov al mizbeach achitzoin. So even though it's true, the Rabbanan argue, Reb Shimon, you could have a machsheves pigol by the chatois apnimiyos, but it has to be dafka maysa that was done bachutz, and the subject of the machshava has to also be something that was done bachutz. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Omer Rav. Halacha k Rabbi Loza Shama Mishum Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Loza Shama Mishum Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Yosi Haklili. This that Rabbi Loza said. That even according to the Chama, that a Chayich Pigul by the Chatois HaPnimis, but only if he was standing Chutz Lehechel and he was being Mechashiv about doing an Avodah Chutz Lehechel. Zos Vissin, it's Halacha L'maisa. Oh, my Rava said, Hilchasa L'mashicha, why do you have to tell me it's the Halacha? Is there a Beis HaMikdash? So it's important to know that tomorrow when you bring the Chatois HaPnimis, there's no Beis HaMikdash anyways. When will there be a Beis HaMikdash? When Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, Al Yah Novi, Tish B'Yatar, it's Kushas V'Abayas, he'll tell us all the Halachas. So Frank the Gemara, Hilchasa L'mashicha, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, Ela Me'ata, if that's the case, Kol Shchitas Kachem Lo'i Lisni. We should be learning Masechtas Nida now. We should have skipped the whole Seder Kachem, maybe Chulin, right? But we'd be learning about Basav V'Cholav now. Chol Stam, we'd be there again. So why are we learning Kachim? The whole Shchitas Kachim is technically Hilchasil Meshicha. Ela Maisa Loi Lissi. So the Gemara says, Ela Darsh V'Kibel Schar, Abaya said. The Teretz is, you get Schar when you learn. So how can that be? Darsh V'Kibel Schar. So what's Vilsta from Rab Nachman that he said, Halach Rab Alazar. It's true, it's not Negeya now. It's not Halach Ela Maisa. But in the spirit of learning the sugya, you want to know that that's the halacha. So the Gemara said, so Rava told him, I understand, Abaya. Abahachi kamin halacha, vasach main tzizogin is, hilchis alamoli. Bedaf nish paskin in halacha, me can learn in the halachas. Darish v'kib al schar, kolayisik b'teris ha'ayla, ki'ilu hikravayla, etc., etc. But halacha l'maisa, hilchis alamoli. Lishnachrin amali halacha kamino. Halacha l'maisa, that it's in the stenslach. Of the Brisker Rav, they bring that the Brisker Rav was very, very bothered with this Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it Negei to tell me Hilchasa with regards to Pigol? The Rambam Shita is in Perik Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchira, that even though Kedusha is showing a Kitchel Ashaita, Veloi Kitchel Asalavoi, that's only with regards to Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But it relates to Kedusha's Yerushalayim or Beis HaMikdash, it's Kedusha, Lashaita, Vekitcha. And the Rambam says, "Lefichach makriven afal pi she'ein bayis." The halach is he could bring a carbon bezman hazeh, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. That means if somebody would go today on the Har HaBayis, he would build a mizbeach. He would be able to bring a carbon. Makriven akarbona is cool and afal pi she'ein bayis. So, Frank the Brisker Rav, why does the Gemara say that it's hilchasa l'mashicha? It's not hilchasa l'mashicha. Makriven afal pi she'ein bayis. And the Brisker Rav said a dover nifla. In the stenzluch, they bring it bekitzer, but I saw Reb David in a shiurim, he says a more barichos. Mamish beautiful. He says, it's true. The Rambam Sheet is makriven afal pishein bayis. You can bring a carbon technically, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. But this halacha, the Rabbi Loza said, Mishum, Rabbi Yehse Aglili, was a halacha specifically with regards to the Chatois HaPnimias. We're discussing how you can have a machsheves pigol when it comes to Chatois HaPnimias. Now, there were five types of Chatois HaPnimias. The par koy Mashiach, the par helam davish al tzibur, the sir avodas kechavim, the par yom kippurim, and the sar lashem. We've gone through these things already. Said the Brisker Rav, all five of these korbanos are not shayich bezman hazeh. The par koy Mashiach, if you remember from the Masechtas Ha'iriyos, is brought if the koyin gadol that was mashuach b'shemen amishcha did an avera b'shoygig she's doing a karis. There's no Shemen HaMishcha, and there's not going to be a Shemen HaMishcha until Mashiach comes. So it's not possible, Bizman HaZeh, to go bring the Par Koy Mashiach. The Par Helm Davish Al Tzibur is when Rav of Klal Yisrael does an Aver B'Shoigik, Al Pi Shigig Es Hayra. But the Rav of the Bezdin HaGadol. In order to have the Bezdin HaGadol, you need Musmachim Ishmi Piyish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Musmachim. And being that we don't have Musmachim, it's for that reason, it's not possible to have a Par Helm Davish Al Tzibur. The same is true for the Seer Avodas Kechavim. The Seer Avodas Kechavim was brought when the Par Helam David Shal Tzibur was brought in the event that it was Avodas Zar. By the way, Rav David said that all three of these Korbanos, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Par Helam David Shal Tzibur, and the Seer Avodas Kechavim were also all Korbanos Yachid or Korbanos Tzibur She'ein Hazman Kavua. And any Korban She'ein Hazman Kavua, the halacha is you can't be maybe Betum. We're all Tamei Meis, and we're going to be Tamei Meis until we have the Par Aduma, which isn't going to happen until Mashiach comes. So, Vaita, these three Korbanos are not Shaykh to bring Bizman Hazeh. The other two of the Chamesh Chatois, Apnimiyos, whether it's the Par, Yom HaKippurim and the Soil Lashet. Those were Korbanos Tzibur. For those, you talk to have the halacha of Tumah Hutchu B'Tzibur, like the Rambam Paskins, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. But those Korbanos were born in Yom Kippur. Who did that void in Yom Kippur?
The Kohen Gadol did the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Now, it's true. You could be a Kohen Gadol without the Shemir HaMishcha. You could be a Kohen Gadol that's Merubah Begadol. Oh, but the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Beis Amin Aleph, Ein Mamid in Kohen Gadol, El Al Pi Bezin, Shalayin Aleph. The only way you can have a Kohen Gadol is if you have the Bezin HaGadol. And being that Vaita, you don't have the Bezin HaGadol, because we don't have Musmachim, so these five Gomanas are not Shaykh. But the Briskerov Gezok, and a Chinami. It's true. Makriva and Afal Bishayim Bayis. Oh, but Nishtach HaToyis HaPrimios. And in the Halacha that Rabbi Loza said, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglivi was Halacha regarding the Chatois HaPrimis. That's why Rav Atayned Hilchas Ol HaMashicha. And a Chinami. And a Chinami. Ordinarily, if it was Halacha regarding a carbon shlomi, you wouldn't have said Hilchas Ol HaMashicha. But Chatois HaPrimios, that's not Shaykh to bring. I mean that's not Shaykh to bring. That's going to be Hilchas Ol HaMashicha. So I just thought, in the interest of a hashtag Sunday style daf, just to talk about something that really will come up over and over and over again. It's a sugya arucha. It's something that we've referenced many times in Sechta Zvachim and really over the years. But being that we're learning Seder Kachim now, it's kedai to go through it. And you know, maybe piece by piece, the Meshach HaZman, Be'ezus Hashem, will get to go through a little bit of the inyan. And that is, on the topic of Makriven Afa Pisha Ein Bayis, it's Yodua, that there were movements over the years where there were Yidin, G'doile Yoylam, G'oine Yoylam, that wanted to be Mekayim, this Rambam, in Perek Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchir, Alochet as well, and they wanted to go up to the Hara Bayis, and they wanted to bring Karbanos. Usually it was in the context of a Karban Pesach, we spoke at the Netziv, but the point is there was a movement, Rabbi Chilmi Paris, others, but most recently, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer lived in the late 18th century, early 19th century. He was a Talmud of Rav Kiva Eger. And Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote a chibur, he called it Drisha Tzion, and he felt that the time came, there were good enough relations between the Jews and the Muslims that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, that they felt that if the Jews respectfully asked, there were also a lot of very influential, Moses Mantefor and the Rothschild family, they thought that with money and with protection, it would be Shaykh to build a Mizbech, not a Beis HaMikdash, but you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. Makriven Afal Bishayim Bayis, go build a Mizbech and let's bring a carbon. And he felt very, very strongly it was the right thing to do. Now, he was coming from two standpoints. There was the halachic standpoint, that to the extent that you could build a Mizbech and bring a carbon, you have chiyuv to do it. It's not the optional, the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, for example, or other Karbanos are something that you're obligated to do. So to the extent that something you can do, then you have an obligation to go ahead and do it. But it was also coming from a Hashkafic standpoint that he felt, you know, the movement of going up to Eretz Yisrael and being Makariv, the Kates, etc., etc. The bottom line is that he wrote a Chibur called Drisha Tzion that was Marish Shalomis. And there were many tshuvas that were written by Gedoyli Yisrael, Ubesoichon, Rav Kiva Eger, Tachsam Seifer, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, Ta'orach Laner, etc., etc., to go through this idea, which is fascinating. And again, it goes through, it spans so many different topics in the context of Seder Kachim, and maybe if we go through it piece by piece, the Meshach HaZman will be able to go through the Inyan a little bit. So I think it's kedai to start with Hagoyin Rav Kiva Eger's tshuva to his Talmud, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. So he writes them as follows. Rav Kiva Eger, it's printed, if you want to see it inside, in the Mechon HaMo'or's edition of Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. It's in Chelek Hei. So this is really tucked away. It's in Mem, Mem Aleph, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer writes back to Rav Kiva Eger, and Mem Beis, Rav Kiva Eger writes back to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Mem Gimel, it's back and forth, six tshuvas between Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer on this topic. So this is the first tshuva. It says Rav Kiva Eger, Michtav Kotche Higiyani B'chol HaMoed HaOver, Al Yidei Yedideinu Gisoy. So apparently they had a common friend who was Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's shvager. On Chol HaMoed, he delivers this letter with Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's idea to Rav Kiva Eger. So he says as follows: Ubegufa inyan eini maskin. Number one, I'm not maskin. Kiga koydim shiodenu magas lodim aplukta the rabosa Rambam v'arayvin. Before we get involved in the Rambam Raivin, meaning the whole idea of Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was based on the Shita Sarama. But can you do this? The Raivin that argues, but that's not for today. He says v'chein, says Rav Kiva Eger, before we get involved in figuring out the mizbeach. You need a mizbeach. You don't need a bias. Makriv and afal bishayim bias. But a makriv and afal bishayim mizbeach. Says to figure out where the mizbeach is not such an easy feat. Vega says that the mizbeach had to be certain dimensions, how high it had to be, the length, the width. In order to know that, you have to know what an am is. In order to know what an am is, you have to know what a tefach is. And there's a lot of confusion in the poiskim, lemaisa, what exactly a tefach is. And if you don't figure out exactly what it is, you have a problem. The Rambam's Loshin in the beginning of the second parak, Hilchos Beis Abchir, is HaMizbeach Mekoymoy Mechuvim Beyoyser Ve'ein Neshanen Oysayim Mekoymoy Loylam. You have to get this all really, really perfectly. But the bottom line is, it's the Seder of Kiveh. Before we get to
whether there really is Kedushas HaMikdash, whether Makriv and Afal Pichayim Bayis, which although it is the Rambam Shita, like the Rambam, right? So before we figure out where the Makam HaMizbeach is, but I have a bigger issue. Negdenu Har Kosha, there's a big mountain, I think that's a pun, Har HaBayis, but there's a Har Kosha that's Negdenu Be'inyan HaKohuna. And that is, do we have Koyhanim today? Meaning, if you're going to bring a carbon, let's say carbon Pesach, you're going to need a kite. Now, the kohen doesn't have to do the shechita, but the kohen is going to have to do the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, the haktarim, and the afabim kayanim. So if you don't have kayanim, says Reb Tiva Eger, that l'chura, I think the right place to start this conversation is, do we have kayanim? So you say, what do you mean, do we have kayanim today? Every time you go, there's vahibin soya arin, the first person that gets an aliyah is a kayan. Pidyon HaBen, you go to a kayan. Nesias kapayim, you go to a kayan. Stating that, Tiva Eger says, it's a garnish dazoi poshet, whether the kayanim bizman hazeh are really kayanim. And really, the shmooz of knowing whether someone who professes to be a kohen really is a kohen starts with a tshuvas rivash. The rivash, it's in Shailos, the tshuvas rivash. Simin tzadik dalid. The shailos that was sent to rivash was fascinating. Apparently there was a maisa shahaya kachaya where a yid was makalol a kohen. And he was mecharifim and megadifim berabim. He was malbim brechaver berabim. It was something very, very bad. And listen to what the shayol says. V'yan be'eretz hazois noyagim beroivin yonim kichukas hagoyim. That the Jewish courts, they follow a lot of the Gentile procedures when it comes to prosecuting people. And we live amongst the Muslims. And by the Muslims, if somebody is mekalel, benunsh, in their world of somebody chashuv, what he calls neviim, one of the relatives of their neviim, ye onish onish chazak. And the Jews felt that we should do the same thing, being that that's the din of the Malchus over here, that's the way the Jewish courts prosecute. So the Shaila was sent to the Rivash, is it okay? Does it make sense? Is it something that's oiskehalten al pi mishpatei haTorah to go now and punish this person really, really harshly for being mevayish akoyin, being that he's tachbnon shal kedoshim, he's mizera aharon akoyin, and in line of that's apparently the way things were done. Either way, so the Rivash goes ahead and he writes a whole tshuva, and it's kedai to see the tshuva inside. The toichen of the tshuva, he says, there's no question that the premise that the shoyl makes is right, is that there's an idea that you have to be more sensitive when it comes to treating a kohen. I mean, not only be mevayish anybody, but a kohen you have to be uber sensitive to, because madach des halacha v'kidashtoi, that you're supposed to be mekadeshim. Certainly, as it relates to be mevayishim, you can't be mevayishim. And based on that idea, he says, ein tzar chloimer bekohen. So there's nothing to talk about that. You have to be more sensitive, and it makes sense to punish someone that's mecharif and megadif a koyim more harshly. But then the Rivash says there's one important caveat, and that is only if he's misnayik b'kedushas shel aharon hakoyim. Ratzoloi mashe'enoi noisim nashim b'aveira ve'enim etam lemeisin, etc. It's the second half of the tshuva. He says that if the koyim is not knowing like a koyim, then you don't have to be mechabit him, because that koyim would have had issues. He wouldn't have been able to duchen back in the day. We wouldn't have given him trumas and maestras. And he has a whole list of things that he would have been excluded from. So it's true, there's a mitzvah, v'kidashta, but that's only if the kohen is noyik kashura. If the kohen is not noyik kashura, just because he's a meyuchis, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So al kopanim, the Rivash tells him, the premise is right. I hear what you're saying, but just make sure that he's a kohen that's noyik kashura. Because if he's not noyik kashura, there's no v'kidashta. This whole thing is a moot point. Says the Rivash, at the very end of the tshuva, one line, and that line was Marash Eilonis. He says, everything I just said would have been true back in the day, when it was Shonim Kadmoniyah, it's when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Kolshkein b'koyhanim shebedeireinu, certainly today, when I'm telling you that a koyen, that's not Noye Keshura, you don't have to worry about him so much, certainly b'zman hazeh she'eilem k'sav yichos, where we don't even know if the koyen is a koyen, because he doesn't have a k'sav yichos. Elo mipnei chaskosam, because of the chazaka, nohagu, in quotations, the meaning is, likrei rishayim b'teiris koyen, v'afilu amaretz, v'chulu v'chulu. Certainly today, you don't have to worry about it. So the Rivash, at the end of a tshuva, after he's masked him to the shayl, but he gives him this important caveat that the only time there's a vikidash is if the coin's noy kashura. He says that was always true. It's certainly true today. If you have a coin that's not noy kashura, don't worry about him. Because I don't even know if he's a coin today. She'en lo ksav yichos. Being that he has no ksav yichos, it's not something that you have to be. The chroinim took out of this Rivash, that the Rivash was uncomfortable with the status of kayanim. She'en lo ksav yichos. And the emesis, if you look around in mainstream halacha, I'll show you two places where this is brought down. Number one, a Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. The context over there is challah. So you know, when a woman bakes challah, what does she do? Doesn't fresh challah. What does she do with the challah? She burns it. Now in the Torah, you're not supposed to burn challah. The Torah says you're supposed to take challah, you're supposed to give it to a kohen. Challah is like truma. We burn it. Why? It's based on a Ramah. The Ramah in Eruchayim,
Tof nun zayin siv cotton base. V'yesh oimrim she'ein machilim chalu b'zman hazeh. L'shum koyin. You don't give chalu b'zman hazeh to a koyin. The makar is Rabbeinu Yeruch. Says the Magen Avraham, why not? She'ein machzik inoisik a koyin v'adeh. Because we don't know for sure today if koyanim a koyanim. And the Magen Avraham adds, you know why? D'dilma nischalu v'achas me'im moysav. Fascinating, Magen Avraham. I'm not even so worried about his ksav yichus. He might have the right last name that we know akayhanim yuchasim. But how do you know the mother wasn't his chal somewhere along the way? Isha, zoyme, v'chalolo. Maybe something happened along the way. So says the Magen Avraham, we don't know for sure if the akayhanim ksheirim, and you have to be a kohen kosher to eat chalo. So yesh oimrim, it's a Ravenu Yeruchim, she'ein machilim chalo, bizman hazeh l'shum kohen. Magen Avraham brings in another place. Also in Ayur Chayim, and Hilchas Berchas HaMazon, Simin Reish Aleph. The context over there is that who says Rabbi Yisrael Valen Benshin? You give it to a Kayin. And the Mechaber says, not just Rabbi Yisrael Valen Benshin, you give to a Kayin. Kol Dabar Sheva Kedusha, there's an Inyan V'kidashtoy L'ftoyach Rishon U'lovarach Rishon. And there's a long Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings from the Rosh, that the Rosh says that it's L'chol Dabar Sheva Kedusha. For example, he should be the Rosh HaMedabra B'chol Kibbutz. So if there's going to be a Knesia and there's going to be a lot of speakers, he'd give the Kohen to speak first. He has a Kedima when it comes to being Rosh Yeshiva, a whole list of things. Stating that, says the Magen Avraham, that it could, the tzorech yiyun. Lami ein nazar ma'achshav lahaktim ha'goy l'chol mili. I don't understand. If there's halacha v'kidashto, and it's a din d'oraisa, and the Rosh expanded it to so many different areas in halacha, so why is it the bezman hazeh that people are noyeg? Says the Magen Avraham, the efsher maybe the ein anu bekiyim b'yichusei ha'kohuna. U'kamoy shekasavti soif simen tofnun zayin. It could be, it's based on the fact that we're not such bekiyim today. And being that we're not such bekiyim today, it's for that reason this is going to be the halacha. Kiveger, in his tshuva, brings a tshuva from the Marashdam. That the Marashdam took this idea that we're not bekiyim today who kayanim are to an extreme. He said that I hold that the Rivash in his tshuva, when he said at the end, kol shkei bekayanim shebedeireinu she'ein lem ksav yichus elam b'nei cheskosan noyagu ayoyim likrei rishon b'tayra. The Rivash held that every kayan today is a sofik kayan. That's what he held. In halacha, you want to know how to wrap this up? I'm not sure. He is, he isn't. There's a word that the Gemara uses to describe a kayan. Sofik. He's a Sofik Kayin. Azoy Zaktim Rajdam. That's the way I understand the Rivash. And he said a Chiddush Neira based on that. He was asked a Shaila about a Shvuya, a woman that was taken into captivity. And the question was, is she allowed to marry a Kayin? And there was an Eid Mipiye, there was a whole Torah. And the bottom line is, the Rajdam, Reb Kedega brings this in his Tshuva, the Rajdam came out. He said, Halacha Lamaisa, I think it's okay. He says, because even though we know the Chachamim will go is that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Shvuya, that's only Vadai Kayin, Vadai Shvuya. But a Sofik Shvuya, maybe is okay. And a Sofik Kayin, it may be okay. And certainly when you have a Sofik Shvuya and a Sofik Kayin, it's a Svek Sveka. See, he was willing to be Mata. He said a Kayin today can marry a Shvuya. That's an unbelievable Chiddush. He said a Sofik Kayin can marry a Shvuya today because every Kayin is a Sofik Kayin. And it's, the whole Issa Shvuya is an Issa Drabanan, Sveka Drabanan. Certainly the whole Shvuya is only a Sofik she was in, so it's a Svek Sveka. Bottom line is, without the lumpness of Sofik, Svek Sveka, Sofik Drabanan, the Raisa, the Kula, whatever, the Chumra, bottom line is, said him Rashdam, that I hold a Kayin as a Sofik today. If he's a Sofik, I'm going to be mekel and I allow a kohen today to marry a shvuy. Reb Kedegel of Maisa is very not masked to Rashdam. He says, chas v'sholem, no way in the world that it's true the Rivash said such an idea, and there's no question the Rivash meant that a kohen's a suffic kohen. But to be mekel, of course not. It's just to be machmer. So it's true, the Ramah brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim that a kohen shouldn't eat challah. Maybe when it comes to v'kidashto, you don't have to be so nizer. But to go ahead and allow a kohen, to allow a kohen, that's already something I'm not going to be able to do. Bottom line is, after two pages in a Chuvis Reb Kiveger, where every word is a Margenisa Tava, Kumtais Reb Thomas Reb Kiveger, and he says, Reb Tzvier, Kalasha, my entire Talmud, there's no way to make this work. Because the bottom line is, you can work out the Rambam Shita, and you can figure out what the Mizbeach is, but Linegdenu Har Kosha, we have a very difficult mountain that we need to scale. We need to find a Kayim Yuchis, and there's no Kayim that has a Yichus brief, and you need it both on the father's side and on the mother's side to make sure that they're not Chalolim. There's no way to have it. As a result, we don't have a kohen today. If we don't have a kohen today, there's going to be no way in the world for us to go ahead and bring the carpet. Maestro Tzviyash Kalasher wrote a tshuva back to Reb Kiveger, and he told Reb Kiveger that I hear, but I think that this is different. And I'll bring you a raya that this is different. The reason this is different is over here we have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah
to bring karbanos. To the extent you could bring karbanos, there's a mitzvah. Makriven afal pishayim bayis means there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to bring karbanos. Said Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, I understand that you don't want to be soimich on the chazaka and the roiv and the mystery that people have in their families that they're kayhanim based on this rivash, because at the end of the day, maybe we're not sure. The problem is that if you have a mitzvah, mehecha teisu, you could be mevatel a mitzvah because of the chashash, the rivash. I mean, the rivash was concerned. He was concerned, I hear. But I'm going to tell the rivash, there's a chazaka, right? You have other things, right? People that think that kayhanim are probably really kayhanim. And usually, one second, usually you could be soimich and chazakas and roivs. Elamai, you're not comfortable. Okay, so don't give him truma. Don't give him chal. He doesn't have to eat chal. Doesn't have to eat truma. But you can burn it. There's another eitzah. You can circumvent it. But how are you circumventing it over here? What you're doing is you're being a fruma in terms of you're worrying whether or not this coin is a real coin, but you're being mevatel mitzvahs. Mechitesik, you're being mevatel mitzvahs. And said, Tzvirish, Kal shall prove to you I'm right. Geshmak araya, a raya that we have rebites on. It segues into a whole nother shmooze. Nesias kapayim, duchening. They even make a bracha. Yisrael's not allowed to duchen. It's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis that a zar that over the duchen is over basay. And still kayhanim duchen. So why do they duchen? Mechteis are allowed to duchen. Maybe he's a zar. The Torah says because there's an asay. And being that there's a chiyuv, al zen namar soimchen al hachazakis. Over here in this case, it's already going to be okay. So it's fair. It's kalasher toich dvar. It's a very, very long tshuva that he writes back to Reb Akiva Eiger. It's many pages long. So he tells him back, I hear the Torah regarding the kayan, but I think this is different. And I think I have a fester raya. I think I have a raya from duchening. Maisa, he said that I'll tell you beyond that, I have a myridigamurdiga raya from a Mishnah. When he comes, he's not going to be metahir, metama, merachim. He's not going to say, this person is a mamzer, this person's a kosher, this person's a levi, this person's a kohen. It's not what he's going to do. What Eliyahu Novi is going to do, he's going to come lerachik hamikurovim bezroya ulemakariv hamiruchotim to save families from people that bullied them. Interesting. That's the tachlis of Eliyahu Navi is going to come. Everyone knows the end of the mission. It's the last mission of Masechtas Idiyos. There Reb Shimon Omer. No, he's going to come and say, "Loi l'rachil l'kai l'asu shalom in emhina neichshalach Eliyahu Navi." The heishav leibavis albanav leibanav alavoisa. The Rambam brings us in Hilchas Malacha. Bottom line is Eliyahu Navi is not going to come. It's halacha l'moishim misina. You hear? Amr Rabbi Yeshua, mekubal ani Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zak, Sheshama me Rabbi, veRabbi me Rabbi, halacha l'moishim misina. He's not going to come to sort out all the families. I never understood this Mishnah. This Mishnah always bothered me tremendously. Halacha l'moishe misinai about what Eliyahu Navi is going to do. Has there ever been a hilchas l'mashicha like that? The Gemara says hilchas l'mashicha. We had it today's daf. Hilchas l'mashicha. There's no halacha regarding what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So why do you need halacha l'moishe misinai? Literally, it's the Lashon HaMishnah. Halacha l'moishe misinai she'ein Eliyahu Navi ba. It's a hilchas l'mashicha if there's ever been one. Vas geit tafar. Zokrim tziyarish kalash. And the pshat in the Mishnah Mestami is that this halacha l'moishe misinai has relevance l'maisa. What's the relevance, Lamaisa? The relevance must be that we're not going to need it, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avada, he knew everything. And he knew that we were going to be in Golos. And Ba'iruch HaGolos, people were going to lose their Ksav Yichos. So you would have thought, oh, Eliyahu Navi's going to come. The first thing he's going to say, he's going to, you're a Jew, you're not, you're a Levi, you're a Kohen, you're a Yisrael, you're a Mamzer. You would think that. He's not going to do that. You know why? Because we can be soimich on roiv and we can be soimich on chazakas, and those roivs and those chazakas are going to be true even when Eliyahu Navi is going to come. It's not a hilchas al mashicha. It's so negeya. It's negeya makriven avu b'shem bayis. He said it's negeya unzer shakl b'tayir. But that's what he told Reb Kiveger. That's sad in this Mishnah. Akhubar Reb Kiveger wrote back to him a very, very small tshuva. He said already he didn't have kaiches to go through the langa tshuva. But then at the end he says, as in terms of what you said regarding the kayhanim, he said that I hear your ha'aru with duchening. Kvega references that he himself already was ma'ir the kasha in his tshuva, again, beyond the scope of what we do. But he said it's still not a tzushtal. Because if a zar duchens, he's over basay. But if a zar does the avoida, an avoida tama, one of the dalit avoidas, shechayam ala misa, he's chayiv misa, it's a much more chomer than genoise. Duchening is one thing, but which, by the way, is a whole shmuz if a zar is really not allowed to duchen. But this is already a much more complicated noise. And as a result, he wasn't maskim from Kvega's ikka tshuva. That's why we started here. That he wrote back was with regards to that. I'll just tell you, the last thing Rabbi Kivega wrote to Rabbi Tzvirish Kalisher was, he said, yesterday I got a letter from my Edom, the Chassam Sofer. Meaning Rabbi Kivega had apparently forwarded this correspondence to the Chassam Sofer, and he asked the Chassam Sofer to chime in. And the Chassam Sofer told him that he heard from, that the whole premise of Tzvirish Kalisher is a tayis. So because he heard from a Yid, two Yidden that came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they know the Hebraman over there, this Yishmaeli that has control over the Temple Mount and what goes on over there. And he said he's a Yishmaeli, and he said that where the Evan Shasiya was, there's a mosque there now, and there's no way in the world that he's going to ever allow any Yid to bring a carbon, so you could just drop this whole idea. It's not happening. It Halavaya could happen. Lamaisa, it's not going to happen. So it's interesting. Rabbi Kivega quotes verbatim what the Chassam Sofer sent him. Just to show you how this all comes together, if you look in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, it's in Yeridea, Simen Reish Lamed Vav. The Tshuva's written to my greatest shver, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yikras Kochi Egeyani, word for word for Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote here. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is literally, he's quoting a Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. It's a Tshuva that the Chassam Sofer, as is mentioned, the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, he wrote to Rabbi Kiva Eger. But either way, again, there's so many layers to this. We just mentioned a few. There's layer upon layer upon layer. So Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to get to some of them. But this was the first thing Rabbi Kiva Eger felt he couldn't get past. And as you're quiet, and we don't know for sure whether the Kehanim of Zman Hazeh are really Kehanim.